Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. At the bottom of the hour, as we do every Thursday, Tyshirt's Tower of trivia coming up, Chicago Bears edition. And how about them Bears? 17-0 early in the second quarter. And I mean, Washington is no slouch. First of all, the game's in Washington. Secondly, Magic Johnson, one of their minority owners, is in the house. Thirdly, they just played the Philadelphia Eagles tough and took them to overtime. And the Chicago Bears are putting it on them, looking like they have every bit of intention about ending this 14-game losing streak. And Rob, I saw on television today, I won't say which show, they were talking about the Chicago Bears being the worst NFL team ever.
Ever?
Yes.
What do you mean, from the 14-game losing streak or just?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, obviously it's kind of early be the for worst? That discussion. I agree.
But the worst football team in NFL history?
Because you don't know what they're going to end up doing this season. They might win this year. No! They were saying ever.
How? The Lions went 0-16. They don't remember that year.
They're saying they were worse than that team.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So they were talking about that year. And they were saying this team is worse. And look.
Did you see that? The Washington receiver, Chris, wide open.
Huh? Yeah. He missed the throw. He was, you couldn't be more open than that.
He was wide open.
Yeah, so we'll see. They get this win, you know. I mean, I'm not saying they about to turn their season around, but
I'm not counting on a win yet. It's still a long way.
They
were up 28-7 last week,
yep,
right?
Ooh. Absolutely. Lost that game. All right. Rob G, Evan Neal got himself in some hot water, offensive lineman for the New York Giants. Why don't you explain to us what was going on?
Oh, it's all bad in the city of New York right now, guys.
It is bad.
It is. Mets out, Yankees out.
Jets and Giants
Jets
stink.
Horrible. Giants stink. Brooklyn and the Knicks, I mean, they're so-so.
Right.
And now you got this mess.
So here's what happened. Giants right tackle Evan Neal on Monday night about halftime. They're going to the locker room, and they're getting booed mercilessly by the MetLife crowd. So he kind of hyped him up as he's going into the tunnel, And the next day, NJ Advanced Media caught up with him and asked him about the incident. And here's how he responded. They were booing us, so I said, boo louder. Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of a sheep? The person that's commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? Obviously, that kind of got picked up. He tried to apologize on with a statement on X. Didn't really go over well.
What'd he say?
He said that, you know, he let his emotions get the best of him. He didn't want to become a distraction. He apologized. And then, since it didn't blow over, today, as soon as practice ended, he made a point to beeline towards the media and apologize again, saying, I'm very remorseful. I definitely could have used a better choice of words. Coming from humble beginnings myself, I never wanted to belittle anyone, regardless of their financial status or occupation.
And Chris, Don LaGreca, who's on the Michael K. Show, one of his co-hosts, he blew a gasket. Chris,
really?
Oh my God, Don LaGreca.
And I used to hear them. I didn't hear this.
He blew a absolute
we
gasket.
Got any, see if you can get the sound. Can we get sound to that?
It was.
I like LaGreca. I think it's
did a show with
really
LaGreca, Chris, back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah, the ESPN.
I used to be on with him sometimes, you know, as a guest. But yeah, he's.
But
good.
He went off, and you know what? I'm with Don LaGreca. Players can't do this, Chris. You gotta stop. Do we have the second? Just hear this, Chris. It's 90 seconds.
The full 90, so you get the full context.
Watch this. Listen to this.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'd cut his ass. I would. How dare you? How dare you? These people pay your salary. They pay an obnoxious amount of money to park, an obnoxious amount of money for PSLs to sit there and watch this pap, and you call them hamburger flippers? What, you're so much better? I'd rather have a guy that's flipping hamburgers block than your piece of garbage ass. Who the hell are you to talk to fans like that? You piece of garbage. I hate when players do that. You're not above us. What, because you happen to play a sport? You make them, you're better than me? You're better than the people that pay your salary? These Giant fans were here before you, and they'll be here after your sorry ass is cut. What a piece of human trash. And I don't want to hear some apology. I don't want to hear, oh, I was taken out of context. I didn't mean, I don't want to hear, done. Done. I would cut his fat ass.
Wow.
Oh, if I'm John Mara, I call him into the office and say,
no, I would.
You were a first-round pick, but you're not worth anything. You don't talk to our fans that way. You don't talk to me that way. You are out of a job.
Don LaGreca from ESPN New York. And Chris, he's spot on. I'm sorry. You cannot disrespect the people, the fans, no matter what. They are passionate. They show up. People give up, Chris, their disposable income. You know, they're working regular jobs. They're giving up money to do other things when they got to pay $400, $500 to go to a game.
We've said it. I mean, we've been blessed because we're in the business to go to games for free for most of our life. I am astounded, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, how many fans go to these games because of the financial, like, can afford to go to these games. I'm shocked.
Chris, they love it. It's a part of this country's fabric of the sports leagues and being a part of it and being in that crowd. You've been to games. There's nothing like it if your team wins and you're packed in with 50,000. Very few things in this world, Chris. Can we all go somewhere together and be on the same page? It ain't politically and all kinds of other issues, but if it's the home team, and they got a chance to win the Super Bowl or World Series.
When it's a bad team.
Right.
That's the thing. Most fans go when their team is bad.
You know what I mean. But there's a common bond there. And most people are on the same page. And when players do this and rip on fans and belittle them, oh, you're a hamburger flipper and you're this or that, it's just a shame. It's bad. It's bad. Don LaGreca, for him to blow a gasket, I'm not mad at him.
I love Don. I'm not mad at him at all blowing a gasket. It was very fun to listen to. I wouldn't cut Evan Neal. Would you cut him?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. But if I'm the Maras, Chris, I would have a talking to.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't do that to our fans, right?
Somebody obviously spoke with him. I mean, he's not just coming out on Twitter and going to the media after practice because, you know, somebody, a friend said, yo, they going off on you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know this. The PR department at the very
They probably had a heart attack when they saw
him. Right. Now, I'll say this. Evan Neal is human. And Rob, I was talking to Rob G about this earlier as we were discussing the topics. And I was saying, like if you and I, Rob, I mean, we were in Vegas a few months ago, I guess, as Crawford Spence fight, and we're walking through the casinos and things like that, and you know, fans are coming up giving us love, we're taking pictures, all that. If we're walking through there, Rob, and people are like cussing at it, you guys suck.
Right.
I don't even know how you got a radio show throwing junk at it, whatever. Your natural inclination as a human being is going to be like, well, at least I got a show. Like, what do you do? Like, that's your natural inclination to get mad, to strike back. But my point is, I understand Evan Neal feeling that way. You know you guys have been getting smacked around. You're not happy with the situation as you're walking in for halftime. But no matter how much you feel that way, Rob, you can't do it. That's the thing. I don't blame him for feeling that way. Anybody that says they might not feel that way, you're lying. But you got to be professional and you can't do it because LaGreca's right. Ultimately, Rob, the fans pay the salaries. If the fans decide in mass that we're not going to these games anymore, we're not watching these games anymore, guess what? You're not making all those millions of dollars anymore.
And don't kid yourself.
And so you just got to be, just like you and I would have to be professional in a certain situation, so do the athletes. And, you know, human beings, we all have situations where you got to bite your tongue.
Chris, even if somebody said that they didn't like you on the radio or television, you couldn't be in a sports bar like MFing people and making a scene. That's just what it would be, unprofessional.
Well, you know, it would go viral.
Right.
You know, people.
We've seen it.
Right.
What was that woman from ESPN with the parking attendant?
I remember that? Yeah,
I think it was Brett McHenry or something like that.
Right,
you remember that, Chris? And she was like, look at the job that you're doing or whatever. It was bad.
Everybody has moments they're not proud of, but you just got to be careful. It made her really look bad. I don't know her that well, but I'm not going to say she's a bad person because of that, but that was a bad moment. And a lot of people, that's all they know about you.
Right, that's all they remember,
right,
no doubt about
right.
it. Right. All right.
It's tough. You just gotta, Rob, understand. Look, we benefit a lot, right? Evan Neal and athletes, Rob, don't like when you say it, but some of that is why you get the millions of dollars and you gotta take the negative. Like, we're in the public eye too. And we're on a lower level. But yeah, whenever you're in a public job, whether it's politician,
yep,
actor, actress, athlete, somebody even like us, you're going to get criticism. And you have to just, you know, take it. And you understand, look, part of the benefit, though, is you know, especially athletes and people at that level, you're making incredible amounts of money. And you certainly shouldn't belittle the people, you know, about what they're making. And he's probably, I don't know what, I assume maybe he did come from humble beginnings. You know, that's not unusual. So, yeah, you really got to check yourself when that's the
situation. Before you wreck yourself.
And on that note,
right.
Chris and Ice Cube signing off for this segment. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Evan Neal goes off on the fans. What are your thoughts? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/iCouple. Bionic Man, Rob, that was a phenomenon, that show. Don't you? Was it like that with you?
Because in my neighborhood. Lyrics, but remember, that wasn't a Bionic Man. It was a $6 million man.
Oh, right. It was, and a bionic woman. Right.
And Steve Austin, that show was... on ABC, and the Bionic Woman was on NBC. Yes. You remember that?
Oh, I didn't know they were on different. I'm surprised they let them do that on NBC.
But they had the same guy. What's his name? The boss.
Yes.
He was on both shows.
That's shocking that they enabled him to do that. Because you're right. The $6 million man came first. That was awesome, though.
I love that show.
And right? He would always fight Bigfoot and
all kinds of
Sasquatch
stuff.
And all that stuff.
Steve, do you remember who was the boss who was on both shows? Oscar Goldman, right? That's weird. It was ABC and NBC,
I always assumed it was, you know, basically a spinoff.
But it was on a different network. It might have been.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have been.
Oh, this game is over. It's 20-3, and the Bears just got a pick.
It ain't over. Man,
yes,
look,
it is.
We thought Denver was over.
This is crazy. Wow.
All right. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. On Evan Neal, I assume we've got some callers that want to comment on this.
All right. Let's start with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I got to concur about Evan Neal and him taking his frustrations out on the fans. First of all, the Giants are a train that's heading in the wrong direction. This team is going nowhere fast. And it's evidenced by the fact you see Brian Daboll on the sidelines calling Danny Dimes or Danny Nichols, Danny Penny's out of his name, looking like Chip Kelly losing his cool. This is supposed to be Brian Daboll, the offensive guru, who got the best out of Josh Allen. But you gave Daniel Jones the bag, $40-some-odd million, and he's not worth two nickels rubbing together without Saquon Barkley. So it's an indictment on that Brian Daboll being out of character and acting like that. By the way, quick aside, looking like Trent Dilfer and his little meltdown that he had in the sidelines in college. It just goes to show that there's some real cracks in the armor with the Giants organization. They are buckling. They are flinching. And then this lineman said something completely totally out of pocket. I think, you know, do you cut him? No, but they got to get their culture in order. This is a huge sophomore slump after last year where they seem to be trending in the right direction. So an apology, and then when Saquon Barkley, he's been out for 2 weeks. If he comes back this Sunday, he needs to have a 100-yard rushing game behind that offensive line to put this to bed. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. How about John in Portland? Is that Portland, hey, Maine? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
I'm going with the guy who criticized the fans and then apologized so much. I just feel like he didn't mean to say hamburg and hot dog flippers because he knows that every job is dignified and respectful. He was trying to say, you know, that the people who are criticizing him they don't know. And it reminded me of, I don't remember the Bears quarterback name, but it was a Monday night game between the Bears and the Giants. And the quarterback, he was supposed to, I can't remember his name. He was a big boy, and he never threw a pass in the first half because he was getting pounded so much. And when the sideline reporter was a woman, asked him why he never threw a pass in the first half, he said, I'd like to see you throw one. And it's the same thing. And then the guy rushed out to apologize.
Right.
I think the guy that you played his clip.
All right,
I'm not saying it. I don't think Rob is either, that the guy, you know, can't be forgiven. I mean, I think we both believe.
No, it ain't the end of the world.
Sorry.
Right. You got it right. You gotta,
we wouldn't cut him. Don was saying that.
No. You just got to apologize
right.
Understand you can't attack the fan base. You just can't. It's a lose-lose. And Don made the point, Chris. The fans are there before you get to the team and will be there after you're gone.
Right.
They're there forever. You're the one who's just got a short period of time in town. That's just how it is.
No doubt.
In Culver City, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
Hi, fellas. God is good.
No doubt.
Yes.
Want to give you a call. Look, hey, this is an indictment on player culture. A lot of players today feel like the fans are just there for them and that they don't have to respect them. And, it's a learning, teachable moment. I remember LeBron James, and when he was getting booed in Cleveland, you remember, you were there, Chris, when he said, you're going to wake up at the end of the day and you're going to go to your job tomorrow, and you're still going to be you, and I'm still going to be LeBron James playing basketball.
And he'd know that was wrong, too.
He took a lot of heat for that.
Yes.
He took a lot of heat for that. But he
what did he say? What did he say exactly, though?
Was it go back to your
miserable lives or something? What was it?
I mean, it was essential. I don't remember the exact wording, but it was basically what the call said. Like, look, you got to go back to your lives and every day.
But
I don't know if he said miserable
Harry,
or not.
Chris,
he might have.
Rob G has it. What is it?
Here's the full quote.
It was a little
full context.
Condescending. Yeah.
All the people that were rooting on me to fail at the end of the day, they have to wake up tomorrow and have the same life they had before they woke up today. They have the same personal problems they had today. I'm going to continue to live the way I want to live and continue to do the things that I want to do with me and my family and be happy with that. They can get a few days or a few months or whatever the case may be and being happy, about not only myself, but the Miami Heat not accomplishing their goal. But they have to get back to the real world at some point.
Yeah.
That's a natural response, but you just can't say it as a professional person.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I mean, most people would feel that way, you know, but you just got – and Rob, I think athletes have to understand, look, you're getting paid – let's just face it. Nobody should be getting paid the amount of money they get paid to play a sport. Now, our society – you know, we put that much into sports, so they're getting their fair share, but it's out of balance. Teachers are more important than these guys. But so understand, you are benefiting greatly because, you know, of fans put so much into it. And so you got to understand, I'm going to have to take some shots because of that. And I get it. And so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, it's just a bad it's a lose-lose, Chris. You can't win and beat the fans long. You know what I mean?
Nah,
you just can't. Like, I get it. The fans are frustrated. We're frustrated. I understand. I want us to win, too. Like, fans could appreciate that. I get it. If I was a fan and I paid $300 right for a ticket, I'd be mad, too. That, like,
well,
if you say that, Chris, I'd be mad too, and I get their, I understand their frustration. We're frustrated too. Nobody's going to come down on you.
What sometimes can be worse, and you and I harp on this a lot, is if I'm paying all that money and I'm going to see a team play and the star isn't playing and he's healthy, he's fine. He's just taking a night off. That'll upset you too, you know, just as much as them going out there and playing poorly. So you got to respect the fans. Rob, at the end of the day, the fans pay your bills. The fans pay your salaries. They do. Because, again, if they stop caring, then you're going to stop earning all that those millions
of
dollars.
Because it's not just the people show up in the buildings. The people are watching at home. Totally. That's how come ESPN and Fox can charge what they charge for the rights to television.
And part of that TV money, Rob,
is what pays them.
Is included in their salaries.
Right.
So absolutely, you just have to understand that. And I know they're told that. And they just got to follow the advice and listen to it. All right, Tyson's Tower of Trivia is around the corner, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. This segment proves you gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast, diving deep into shallow oceans. Check out that podcast as well. And check out his TikTok, where he's got his clothes on, but it's still good content. My guy, Alex Tyshirt.
Now, if I can defend myself, after CB's comments and blatant disrespect for my utter great physique as I was out in Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
When did I say that?
I was a plethora of time ago, CB, a couple moons
my
ago.
My goodness.
But all I'm saying is CB basically told
you're
me.
You're built like a.
Alex has guns Greek. Blazing. I mean.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the tattoo he has.
It you looks know good, what, right?
Alex,
you got a new tattoo?
Yeah,
you
know the what? Top wait, part of my arm now.
Wait a minute. And let me say, Chris, I know he loves The Odd Couple, but it was for me to have me on his left arm and not you, Chris, is just an honor for me. Thank you.
Rob, I could only have.
What does that mean, that you got Rob tattooed?
Well, I thought about it when I went to the tattoo place, and he said, who would you like on your arm from The Odd Couple? I said, well, obviously the guy that's a two-time Hall of Famer.
There
I mean, come
go,
on now.
Right.
Easy choice.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
You know what? And the guy said.
You must have handed him a pair of Jordans right before you walked into the studio.
And the best part was the guy saved money because with the ink being black, you know, it was just obvious. So it was pretty easy.
Oh,
like, Chris, he'd have to use white ink if he was doing
it. How about light ink? Not white ink, light ink.
They said that was a little pricier.
Exactly, exactly.
All right
guys.
Let's get this
in honor
started.
Of the Bears' first half performance, I switched the topics. This is the Bears' edition of Tyshirt's Tower at Trivia. 307 total yards at the
good
half
job,
for Chicago. All right, flipped a coin during Steve's update, and Chris Broussard gets question number one.
It's on, baby.
So let's get to it. You know the rules. We don't got time anyways to go over it. Here we go. In 2006, the Bears were led to the Super Bowl, which they lost, by former Florida quarterback Blank Grossman.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, I thought it was Chris's turn. What are you doing?
No, hello? I'm a ventriloquist.
Oh. Right, here we go. Alex, think.
Okay.
Think about this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Think back years ago.
Okay. All right, that's his clue. Are you listening, Rob G?
I'm trying to give a clue without giving a clue.
I'm
just being Rob. All right, here
think
we go.
Think of the 89 famous baby names.
Think like millions of years ago with this one.
Right.
I'm talking Jurassic Age.
Here we go. Tyrannosaurus.
I'm going to go Rex.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's that setup, CB. That's
ridiculous.
What did it for me.
The questions before the clue. All right, here we go. Level number two over to Rob Parker.
Alex, think of the little hands.
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
The Bears have a wide receiver named Chase Claiblank, who's been a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks because he got a bad attitude.
Alex, can you see me?
I see you. Okay, what you got?
I'm just saying.
Home field advantage, CB.
Unbelievable.
Home field advantage.
Home field, man.
I'm not doing anything. You ready, Alex?
I'm ready.
Yeah, because you slid the answer under the door.
No, I didn't.
Oh, are these 12 Bordens? What are these?
Here we go. All right, Alex, you ready?
I'm ready.
Low top Borden's coming Alex's way right now.
Swimming.
Pool.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Look at that. Well done, Rob.
These are easy so
all right,
far.
Level number three.
Speak for yourself, CB.
It's get a little harder. As far as we know, I mean, I could be wrong, but as far as we know, Bears defensive lineman William the Blank Perry at 315 pounds is the heaviest player to score a touchdown in Super Bowl history.
All right, here we go, Alex.
What you got, C?
Freezer?
Freezer?
That is incorrect.
Oh, yeah, these ones are easy, guys.
That's what you get.
Freezer?
Rob Parker Googling
Forget
thesaurus
that.
Right now.
I know.
One word for this.
What?
Give me one
he got
word.
Siri, what's another word
gestures.
For?
Can you be
he's
quiet?
Texting and he's on Google.
All right. Are we ready? Alex,
you don't
are you
blame
ready?
The Packers for playing at the Tundra. This is a home field. That's
right.
All it is.
Rob, do you give me the question real quick again? The ending?
William the Blank Perry.
William the Blank. Okay.
All right. Wait a minute, Alex. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Rob. I need help, though.
All right, I just need to make sure that this is one word. That's
Ooh,
all. Okay?
No hyphens?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what do we got?
Here we go. Icebox?
That sounds like two words.
That's one word. I looked it up.
Cooler.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Struggling.
Why are you upsetting me? I'm trying to get this.
The side eye that Alex is getting from Rob Parker.
That's
right
bombastic.
Now. He even drew a picture. He
no,
still
I just...
All right.
Over
I'm not good at Pictionary. I'm sorry.
You ready? You ready, Alex?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So what do we what were the other things?
What were the clues?
I mean, I'm a stickler for the rules, if anything.
Let's go. Ben Maller's right, coming up in 10 minutes.
Here we go.
The committee cannot
be bought. Help me out here, Chris. Help me out.
Here we go. Cold...
That's a terrible clue.
Terrible clue.
Watch him get it.
He just texted him right now. I just saw the alert.
Cold. Yeah, let me look at my phone. Cold. Freezer.
Why is he saved in your phone as phone book?
don't mind that.
CB da phone book. DA phone book. Okay.
No, it says CB don't phone book me. That's what it says. If you're probably trying to say fridge, huh?
That is correct.
Okay. Icebox. How could for a bad
I was thinking about it now.
Clue.
All right.
Icebox?
You gave an awful clue. Icebox is what they used to call it in the 50s, right, Steve?
Well, we ain't when we used to be.
I'm not 21 years old.
I'm not that old, bro.
Steve, did they used to call it an icebox?
Yeah, back in the 20s.
Yeah, back
I
before TV.
I
want to
go home and watch my stories.
I wouldn't have even got that one.
I wanted to say Frigidaire. That's a brand.
Honey,
man.
I wonder if the mailman and the milkman came at the same time.
Hey, Alex, Frigidaire the milkman used to come.
No.
Yes, at my house.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. All right, level number four. It's only 18 to 10, Rob. You got time to come back.
Nah, come on, Rob.
I just got killed on that.
We get before moving to the NFC North in 2002, the Bears played in the NFC blank division.
Rob, you ready?
All right, Alex, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Bad clue coming.
Okay, here we go.
Stop, Chris,
here we go.
I need a good clue, please. Okay, hands.
All right.
Okay.
Grand.
What?
Canyon.
That is incorrect.
All right. Grand what
why is Chris that? Getting mad that he
said, because he's probably raising his hand.
He is.
He
really is.
Right now.
Grand.
He said grand. Okay. And it wasn't
canyon. Grand. Okay,
here
pause.
We go. Here we go. Here we go, Alex. Okay. He might not know this.
I don't.
Subway?
Terrible clue.
don't let him stop you from giving in.
Grand?
Rob, that's the equivalent of the guys behind the backboard waving the towels.
Right.
Like he's really trying
terrible
to distract.
Clue.
Just terrible clue.
Alex, look at my
it's
phone real
throw
quick.
Him off. He has no idea.
Alex, have you seen my new invitation? Come here.
Come here. I just updated it.
Subway?
That is incorrect.
Yeah. No.
That's his clue, right?
Oh, my
that's
bad.
What I'm saying.
Okay, you're right.
It
okay.
was so bad that that's
is it train?
No, that's not train.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Grand.
Okay.
Subway.
What do you got to first? Okay.
Okay. Oh,
okay, here we go.
Okay.
Station.
It's the hand gestures.
Central.
That is correct.
Yeah!
We're tied up at the top.
Grand Central Station.
And we don't care about commercials. We're taking this all night.
Did he get 8 or 7?
He got 8.
He got 8.
18 to 18.
I'm 8.
I'm 8.
You sure?
Yes. Level you, number five.
I know we broke up, Chris, but you're broke, I'm up.
That's right.
The Bears franchise has one of the coldest nicknames in sports.
Ooh.
The blank of the Midway.
Oh, gosh.
All right. It's my turn?
Yes, any day now.
Godzilla.
Ooh, that's in the mind of an Alex Teicher.
Terrible clue.
He's wearing a Godzilla shirt right now.
That's a great clue. Godzilla.
So terrible. Godzilla is the king of monsters.
Yeah, boy!
That's correct.
Yeah!
All right,
that's
Rob.
What I'm talking about.
I do
about.
Know that one, Rob.
This is it, Rob. You lose it. You, right, you don't get this one. It's over.
Since 1971, the Bears have played their home games at the world-famous Blank Field. Not Justin Field. Oh. He's the quarterback.
All right, Alex, you
ready?
That'd be
glorious. I hope so. Hey, do that again, please. Do it one more time. Do it one
more time. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Here we go.
Not the size.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm ready.
You can't. Don't do any hand gestures.
Toy.
I can see you right now.
Toy.
Don't.
Plane.
Yeah, all right.
That is
over.
Incorrect.
It's
Chris
over.
Broussard holds
Bring
on for the win.
The bongos.
It's too
That's
late.
Right.
We got to get to the break.
Is
it's
up
too
in
late.
Here.
We're
the
way
champion
late.
Is
all right,
up
thanks,
in
Fox
here.
Sports Radio.
I want my all right. Proppers. I want my proppers. Ah. Do-si, do-si, do, do-si, do.
Scott, just know Rob cares about the clock. Chris doesn't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Their first and goal, 4-yard line of Washington. Here's the snap to Justin Fields, looking over the middle on the crosser into the end zone. Cole Kmet, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! They're blowing out the Commanders, 26-3. 4-yard strike, Kmet.
All right, that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together. So you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob and I wrapping up a three-hour show on this TV theme song Thursday. Hey. And, Rob, it's a sad day. Dick Butkus, the all-time great football player, linebacker, died today at the age of 80. And everybody remembering him, of course, and rightly so.
Absolutely. Sad day. Great player. Whole different era of football. Those guys just didn't get paid a lot of money. They didn't have good medical stuff, Chris.
No, you can
care.
Only imagine.
I mean, it's
they...
just like it's a miracle like that he lived to be 80. So many of those guys died – Earl Young, you know, playing that game, Chris, without the same kind of stuff and safeguards that we have today. You know, it really is something. But he made a name for himself in football. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And Rob, he stopped playing in 1973. And I was born in 1968. So I, you know, I grew up hearing about Dick Butkus and, you know, how great he was. And he was an all-time great player. But I, in terms of seeing him outside, you know, as you know, they used to have the highlight films and, you know, used to watch them and all the hits and great catches
and don't forget
and
the
runs
commercials. You know, he was in the light
well,
beer for Miller.
I mean, my football remembrances of him are from those videos, those, you know, football highlight videos they used to show. But my other than that, I remember him more from commercials and movies. I mean, he went on to be an actor, and I'm not saying he was, you know, an Academy Award winning actor, but he was in a lot of movies. And I remember him seeing him in a lot of that stuff, and even just TV shows, Rob.
Well,
and
but,
so I think,
but those guys
know,
were making – when Jim Brown left to go to Hollywood, it's because, Chris, they weren't making any money in the NFL.
Money.
Like, people need to understand that.
And people, Jim was mainly doing blaxploitation films.
Right, but there was, was more money, though, in that than playing football.
Right. And Jim Brown, the longest yard with Burt Reynolds back in 1974. Dick Butkus was in that. You know, they remade it with Adam Sandler, Michael Irvin, Nelly, all, Chris Rock, all those guys a few years ago. But the original was great. Anybody who hasn't seen that, I'd suggest going. You saw that, Rob, I'm sure.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
great. He was in that. He was in, you know, Johnny Dangerously, which was a funny movie back in the 80s. Even Hamburger, the motion picture, was silly. I remember watching him in that.
There you
but
go,
do people
flipping
remember
hamburgers
any,
again.
Any Given Sunday? He was in that, too, with Jim Brown and those guys. So he also, Rob, was in stuff like MacGyver and Vegas. Remember Vegas?
I remember that.
Murder, She Wrote. Just
who
was
that,
bit,
Robert
bit
Urich? Robert Urich?
Yeah.
Is
yep.
that his name?
Yep. From Vegas, yeah.
Vegas.
So, you know, I mean, he like you said, he probably made more money from acting in Hollywood than he did from playing football.
No
but
doubt.
He was a great player, and, you know, he was an icon. He is an icon, right? When you say Dick Butkus, people think of one of the greatest, toughest linebackers to ever play.
80 years old. Wow.
Yep, that's what they do. So his team, his former team, the Bears, crazy, Rob, and we talked about this with Steve DeSager, that Butkus never made the playoffs.
That's crazy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.